This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
People are talking about, why are things going wrong? Why are things as inconsistent? Why are they progressing in the wrong direction? Why are things going in the wrong direction? Why are people confused, making the wrong decisions like that? We have to understand that everybody, with their free will, has the ability to make right or wrong choices. But according to the Vedic literature, there is a class of man, and he is consistently, by his nature, making the wrong decisions. It's still his choice, but his conclusion about reality, about what is important, about values, is all messed up. And this is a class of man. It's not like the odd one out. They are here among us, mingled in. And they have the incorrect tendencies, godless tendencies, selfish tendencies. They have no respect for law and order. It's quite a state. People are going, well, how do we change the world? And I think I'd like to comment that there have been many people on the planet who have come here to change the world. And many of them have gotten to the point they are so influential, we all know their names. And yet the envious among society will persecute them, attack them, and many of them have been killed. Some of them, they've been killed by stealth. They've been given a disease, or they had an unexplained accident. Many of them were murdered. There is a gentleman named John Perkins. You can look him up on the internet, YouTube even. And he's a former financial CIA agent. And he speaks about how they were sent in to corrupt world leaders. And if they wouldn't succumb, if they were too attached to the good qualities, honesty and truthfulness, and they cared about their citizens and their countries, they were assassinated. And he talks about this going back just after World War II. From then till now, the greatest, most pious, truthful, dedicated beings have been being assassinated. And that leaves, it's kind of like a body without a head. The leaders, who are natural leaders, pious, godly, open heart and sensitive people, they're being killed off. And it's been going on for a very, very long time. And they're being killed off because of the godless, selfish, crazed attitude of another sector of society. So because of this, the leaders of the world, literally, they've infiltrated the governments, they've infiltrated the religions, they've infiltrated the corporations, they've infiltrated the general control mechanisms of human society, local, regional, national, international, global governments. Because since they have no spiritual inclination and they have no love for you or I or anybody, they don't see anyone else as of the same kind or species. So they have nothing that restricts them from acting heinously. And so they have been systematically assassinating the good men among us who stand up for righteousness, for truthfulness, for God consciousness, for fairness, equality, proper treatment of the poor, of the elderly, proper treatment of women and children, responsible finances and banking. Those people that stand up for those things, generally, for the last several hundred years, they have been being assassinated. And it's the methodology has changed as technology changes, but the practice is there. Because these godless people, they aren't attached to anything but their own development, their own aggrandizement, their own power, lust for money, and just lust in general, power, money. And because of it, they have infiltrated everything, and they are controlling everything for profit, for their own development, superiority. And you and I are as insignificant as ants on a sidewalk. They don't care. They don't care about our Mother Earth. They don't care about us as a society or our families or our children. They are called demonic. And so with them in positions of power and control, the world kind of self-implodes. Because the faithful people who aren't particularly strong in their faith, they crumble. Those that are strong and firm in their faith, they become targets. And you can ask any person you meet who is an elevated soul, who has a higher consciousness and a responsible attitude and a love of God deep in his heart, he will know that his being God conscious and his discussing others becoming God conscious and trying to set a pious and positive example sets him up for being assassinated, sets him up as for being belittled, decried, disgraced. And you can there's many great people here, and you can talk to anyone, they'll know that, yes, I'm risking a lot, or I will sacrifice a lot, or I will sacrifice everything because he has a strong faith. And I want to, you know, I don't mean he, that individual. This is not classified into one or the other category of people. Everyone, male, female, young or old, you can still have a firm faith and a commitment and a conscious development of your moral standard and responsibilities. But on the other hand, we have a huge global force that lives on and is enjoying the destruction they get to cause for their own development. They never accept God. They never accept a higher power. They completely consider the world as temporary, illusory, formed by lust and greed. Sex is the highest pleasure and there is. It's all given in the Vedic literature. And I'll give you a little bit of that for you to understand. This is directly Lord Sri Krishna speaking. So this is not some concocted, this is from directly from the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna is instructing his friend Arjuna. He's saying, those who are born of the demonic qualities exhibit pride, arrogance, false prestige, those prestige or power they've not actually earned, anger, harshness, and ignorance. It says that there's two kinds of beings, created beings in this world. One is called divine and the other is called demonic. Those who have the demonic quality do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. They are unclean. They do not know how to behave, nor is there any truth in them. Now, this is a clue. I'll carry on in a moment, but this is a clue. You can see the influence of the demonic people in the world because everywhere, especially in our television programming machines that everybody watches, they have introduced lying as a standard condition of human life. And it is not. Lying was previously, 50 years ago or more, lying was considered a sinful act. Unbecoming a mature human. Children, adults, everyone was taught, you don't lie. Lying contaminates the whole human society. But it's been introduced into our society. Lying, cheating, stealing, destroying. All movies, every movie has destruction in it. They forget how hard some people worked to build up the technology and the resources and the ability to create things that they destroy simply, easily, all the time, constantly. They're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger at their destructive capabilities. And now the movies have, through CIG, they artificially show you massive scales of destruction that's not possible for a man to create or to be recreated and filmed. This is the destruction concept of the demonic mentality. This is also going on, the total disrespect for adults. You see children and television constantly talking back, disrespectful, lying to adults. No respect for the older generation, as though they have no responsibility. And this is not substantiated by anyone who has any developed consciousness at all. You are, we are, all responsible for what we do, say, and will. And yet, we're being trained by the holographic television not to care about that. And therefore, the world is following the example it's being entrained with. And everybody's lying. I'll go back to this speech by the Lord here in the Bhagavad Gita. It says, they say that this world is unreal, that it has no foundation and no God in control, that it is produced by sex desires and has no other cause than lust. So this is the contaminated consciousness that is happening in our society. They are concerned about screening, monitoring, editing, censoring the internet from things that are, I can't think of a subject, goodness. Different types of activism or revolt. They'll edit and screen signs that, sites that talk about Nazism, or that talk about abuse of children, or that talk about mistreatment of women. They'll screen sites that discredit government leaders. They'll screen that stuff. But they won't screen pornography. You can accidentally stumble onto pornography many, 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 many places on the internet. And it's not being screened. It's not being stopped. It's very disrespectful to women and men. It's a blot on society. It focuses as sex as the most important thing in life. And this is a symptom of the demonic mentality of the rulers and those who are running our society by information transfer and standards of information, morals and standards of society. So we can see that the issues we are all having concerns about in society are all symptoms that the leaders have been influenced and are turning against the human civilization because they're demonic. All right? I'll continue here. So, following these attitudes and conclusions, the demonic, lost in themselves and without intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy the world. And we can see that the governments have huge military budgets. My son has a poster on the wall that says that they could stop spending on military armaments for but 2 weeks and completely stop anybody from starving on the planet. Everyone would have food and clothes and a house if they just quit spending on military budgets for 2 weeks. But they go on and on and on and on, billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars are being spent on tools to kill. And yet there's people all over that are starving or don't have clothes or don't have a proper home or don't have enough food, don't have land. This is another massive change that's been going on. People don't have land. Yet the human species exists on what's produced from the land. So they've taken over the natural resources, and they're selling them to us. We have a right to own land. We have a right to live on our land independent and produce the needs of our lives. But the demonic governments that are running the world, they have taken control of all resources. They're trying to make global control of the food and water right now in your neighborhood. Right here in Hamilton City, these ignorant, unbelievably disgusting people in our local government will not take fluoride out of our water. And yet it says on the package it's a poison. It says sodium fluoride is rat poison. It kills people. It dumbs you down. It destroys brain functions. It has an impact on your pineal gland, the third eye. It is a total negative, but our disgusting, and I can't use the word with enough distaste, disgusting local government will not stop treating us, mass dosing us in our local water. So the intelligent person would say, well, I'm out of here. I'm going to get me a piece of land. You can't afford a piece of land anymore. The price of land is high and the wages have not changed. I had a discussion with a man 2 days ago who said that what he was making in 1994 was more than he's making now in 2002. He's just doing almost the same job, but his salary isn't as good. And his cost of living has skyrocketed. So this whole thing is gauged to where you don't get any independence from your labor. And this is another symptom of the demonic control of the human society. They're upping the cost of what you need to survive, but they're reducing what you get paid for your work. So this inequality, it's not based on any honesty or justice or social principles or any standards. It's based on their greed as opposed to our hard work. They don't work hard for anything. Their only method and their only concern is power and destroying. They want to destroy. We've heard this 100 times now, I'm sure you have too, that the plan, even under the United Nations, is to reduce the population on the planet by 80%. 8 out of 10 people should be killed off, according to the United Nations. The Bill Gates Foundation, he's actually publicly stated that they want to produce a vaccine program that reduces the population. In other words, they want to give you a shot and gradually you die. This is not new. Go look it up. Just look up Bill Gates Foundation. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they're propagating, they're battering everywhere, take a vaccine. The poor people here in New Zealand, their girls in school are being given vaccines that could kill them. It's an attempt to dramatically reduce the population because they have been controlling the natural resources and they don't want to distribute them to us as much anymore. So they want to have less people so the resources and control over us is stronger. This is another symptom of the demonic mentality and why we're having the problems we're having. I'll read on for you. Those who are born of the demonic qualities exhibit arrogance, pride, false prestige, anger, harshness, and ignorance. That's the basics of it. They take shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige. The demonic are always sworn to unclean work, and they are attracted by the impermanence of life. Their belief is that to gratify their senses until the very end of their life is the prime necessity of civilization. Thus, there is no measurement for their anxiety. Now, this is another massive clue. Most people are being trained to think that everything's okay that you do in life. You can get away with whatever you want to get away with as long as you enjoyed yourself. Enjoyment as the goal of life. And this is completely the opposite of what is taught in religious practices. Love of God is the goal of life. And it also says that there's no measurement of their anxiety because of this. And this is another symptom of what we're experiencing here in this material world. Our society is going further and further into anxiety mode. Fewer and fewer people live with a smile on their face. Fewer people are optimistic. They are all pessimistic. They're all tired. They're all concerned. They're all in anxiety because they've set enjoyment as the goal of life, and there is no possible way you can make enjoyment continue eternally or continuously in your life. The nature of this place is there's always some minor incident or major incident. But it's not possible for anyone to go through their life without incident. So to think that enjoyment is the way to get around incidents, and to think that enjoyment is the goal of life, will produce anxiety. And we see it on every man's face. You just walk down the road and look and see who actually you look at. The cars are going the other way while you sit at the stop sign. So you look into the faces of the people that are going the other way and you see who looks happy. Who has a smile on their face? Who will even give you eye contact? They don't want to communicate with others because they're so wrapped up internally with anxiety and issues of their own life that they're unable to interact with you with an open heart and exchange a smile, a wave, a glance. This is how serious. If you have to, I have to go buy this in this shop, and I go in, excuse me, I'd like to buy this. How much is it? Thanks. Okay, good. Pay the money. Good day. Have a nice day. You have a superficial exchange, but there's no real consciousness change. No transaction of feelings or understanding or wisdom. I hope you enjoy your new product, sir. And off they go. So this is, we are seeing in so many instances the symptoms that the goal of life is not to enjoy, because everybody is trying to, and all it does, right here, according to the Bhagavad Gita, it's saying right there that it is a cause of anxiety. Since you're doing it wrong, it gives you anxiety at heart. And you lose sight of what should be done and what's not to be done. So this is from the Lord's perspective, from the higher conception of life. This is why this world is going down like it is right here, right now, before your very eyes. Because we're being led by people who are going the wrong way, who have the wrong standards or no standards, no truth in them. Doing works to destroy, spending billions a week on the tools to kill. Now this has to be sick, because as I've said many times on our program, I have met many people from many walks of life, from all over the planet, and I've rarely find a bad person. The people, the common man, the everyday person, they are realistic and they are open-hearted and kind, and they want to do right and they want to share. But the governments and the controllers, from the local government out, they don't. They are exploiting us, and they are restricting our freedoms and restricting our consciousness by teaching us, preaching to us, that television is taking over the world and we're all supposed to think enjoyment is the goal of life and fight each other to get it. This is what is going wrong. The root is wrong, so the tree grows crooked. The goal of life is to develop self-realization and love of God and to live in that consciousness now, at this life, and in the next life. It's not to try to enjoy your body, your senses, or the body of someone else.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.